Alexander punished the assassins. Now he was king of the whole of Persia, Greece, Egypt, Phoenicia, Palestine, Babylonia, Assyria, Asia Minor, and Persia. All these were now part of his empire. He set about putting it in order. His commands could now be said to reach all the way from the Nile to Samarkand. This would probably have been enough for you or me, but Alexander was far from satisfied. He wanted to rule over new, undiscovered lands. He longed to see the mysterious, far-off peoples merchants talked about when they came to Persia with rare goods from the east. Like Dionysus in the Greek legend, he wanted to ride in triumph to the sun-burnished Indians of the east and there receive their tribute. So he spent little time in the Persian capital, and in 327 BC led his army on the most perilous adventures, over unknown and unexplored mountain passes and down along the valley of the Indus into India.